State law requires the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection to document underground mining damages to properties and the environment and publish its findings every 5 years. But an environmental group is claiming the latest publication has major issues. From our news partner, the Pennsylvania Capital Star, Ian Carbo reports that DEP officials defend their approach as robust.
Pennsylvania's Act 54 sets standards for coal companies. Essentially, it requires them to repair any damages to properties and water supplies caused by underground mining. The law, which passed in 1994, also mandates the DEP publish a report every 5 years on how underground mining affects Pennsylvania's environmental resources and how any issues are being resolved. The Washington County-based nonprofit Citizens Coal Council says the quality of those reports has gone downhill. In a recent analysis of its own, the organization highlights multiple issues with the most recent Act 54 publication from DEP. One is that in-house staffers wrote it, instead of independent university researchers, as in the past. Another is that DEP needs to do more to keep up with changes in mining industry practices affecting the state's ability to assess damage from underground mining.
That was Ian Carbo reporting. Police sources tell our news partner 6ABC a man who had originally called police for a ride showed a police officer a knife and was then shot by the officer. The shooting happened on the corner of South Clifton and Alden Avenues in Alden Borough, where the officer allegedly shot the man after he pulled the knife. He was transported to Lankenau Hospital but did not survive his injuries. Police from different jurisdictions, including the Delaware County DA's office, swarmed the scene to investigate. The Delaware County District Attorney's Office says it is handling the investigation. Phillies face off against the Nationals tonight. Heat advisory in effect through Saturday, 8 p.m. Hazy, hot, and humid today, a high of 93.